Coldplay, Viva La Vida. What was that? Any other business tonight? It was. I'm sorry about that, everybody. Let's draw a veil over that one, so to speak. Here's the thing. So, childhood obesity is a big topic. You can't go a day without reading about obese children, fat kids. And an idea has been floated that maybe a way of getting the obese children statistics down would be allowing the kids to play some of the games that we used to play when we were younger to help them charging about. Games that maybe with kids playing out less, or maybe at school with the restrictions that are put on teachers in terms of health and safety. Maybe if some of these games were back, kids would be charging about a lot more and using a lot more energy and so on. One of the games that they say might be good for tackling obesity is British Bulldog.
Are they mad?
I'm sorry, the only way that would bring the obesity statistics down is, of course, because of the deaths. So it was banned. Of course, let's not forget that it was banned in most schools because, on average, what was it, 12, 15 children a day in every school were being killed during games of British Bulldogs.
Was it a day or an hour?
It might have been every break.
Yeah.
It might have been every dinner time.
I think it was.
Yeah, it was. And of course, in that game, it's advantageous to be a fat kid because it's difficult to knock you over. You know, less good at the charging, but you know, everybody ends up a catcher in that game sooner or later. So you might as well be a fat kid. I don't have the statistics to hand, but I remember reading the statistics some time ago about your chance of survival of a game of British Bulldog, and it was you had a better chance of surviving British Bulldog than you did if you're a soldier in the charge of the Light Brigade, but less chance of surviving than if you're in World War One going over the top in the Somme. So I really don't think bringing it back would be such a great idea.